Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Howdy, howdy, folks. Welcome back to Hoot and a Half. And before we get to this episode with Brooke and Connor, we have a special message.
Our Patreon has been live for about a week now, and we have been loving all the comments and the likes and the messages. So if you're not a member of the Patreon, sign up. This Brooke and Connor episode is already on there. So if you're a member of the Patreon, got early access. There's bonus episodes on there. The link will be in the description. Just wanted to give a quick reminder that our Patreon is now live. So go check that out. And without further ado, here's Brooke and Connor.
Howdy, howdy, folks. Welcome back to Hoot and a Half. I'm your host, Matt King, joined with my co-host, Mike Shepherd. Today, we are joined with Brooke and Connor. Brooke Averick, Connor Wood. You may know them from Brooke and Connor. Make a podcast under the TMG Studio Network. Guys, I love you. I was having you on.
Thank you for having us.
I have a whole bunch of questions for you today, but you know, we're just going to start casual. Connor, thank you so much for bringing me us ice cream.
These are incredible, and they're good for you.
That's a stretch.
No, good not. Yeah, no, they're plant-based.
There's a difference between being good for you and being not bad for you.
No, I don't agree.
You think that there's vitamins and minerals and nutrients in here?
I do.
The inside. Look at the inside.
What's going on over there?
Wait. It says coconut milk.
Coconut milk for you.
Oh, are they vegan?
Chocolate. Mm-hmm. Coconut oil, organic coconut sugar. It is good for
It's good for you.
Well, hold on, guys. It's not healthy, bad for you.
It's healthier ingredients.
It's healthier than regular ice cream, but this is not a substitute for a salad.
Okay, but it's only 5 grams of sugar
for you. But this is still good.
It's only 5 grams of sugar in a whole serving, which like I feel like you drink a Diet Coke and it's like 27 grams of sugar. I'd rather have.
Well, is it Diet Coke the whole point? There's no sugar.
No, that's zero. Coke Zero.
There's sugar in Diet Coke.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
I think
just no calories.
Hold on, no, there is no sugar in Diet Coke.
Yeah, Diet Coke has no sugar, but it has calories. Coke Zero is zero calories,
but tastes like Coke.
Yeah, because Diet Coke has its own aspartame flavor. I think Coke Zero is no calories, no sugar. Diet Coke is just no sugar, but has calories and its own taste.
Coca-Cola
Zero has no calories and no sugar.
Connor has the information.
Okay, it's a nuanced answer, I have to say. None. There's no sugar. Coca-Cola, European partners use a blend of low-calorie sweeteners to give Diet Coke its great taste without sugar. But that's not to say that there's no additives.
So there's additives. So Diet Coke, no sugar.
No sugar. No sugar.
But calories.
No calories.
Hold the phone.
Or is it like 10 or 50 calories?
I'm gonna say Diet Coke has calories and Coke Zero has no calories, which I don't understand how you have a drink with no calories.
Both don't have calories.
No, there's no way.
There's just
true.
Different flavors.
Diet Coke contains less than one calorie.
Whoa, so no calories in Diet Coke either.
That's why it's diet.
So is it just about the flavers?
Yes.
That's the only interesting zero and diet.
Because some people... we're like, I want a zero-calorie Coke. I just don't like the taste of Diet Coke. So they went to the lab and said, let's make like calorie-free Coke that tastes just like Coke.
And yeah. That's Coke Zero?
Yes.
The thing is, the legalities behind a nutrition label just says you have to include this, 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 and this. But if you have something like a non-sugar additive, like aspartame, it can still be as bad or worse than sugar.
Yes.
But they don't require you to include that on a label.
Right.
So, yeah, as it is.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
But back to the Dream Pops.
Yeah.
So they're dank. And I'm not seeing sugar either in the chocolate.
Grams. 5 grams of sugar.
Okay, yeah.
Gluten-free, plant-based, 100 calories, 5 grams of sugar, simple ingredients.
Better ingredients, better pizza.
270 calories for just like...
the whole box?
That's not bad.
No, remember, it's good.
Do you guys remember Dippin' Dots when they came out?
Yeah.
I could swim in a pool of Dippin' Dots.
Ice cream of the future. What was your favorite flavor of Dippin' Dots?
Just plain
cookies
vanilla.
And cream.
Oh, cookies and cream was good.
Oh my God.
I like the sherbet.
Yeah, like the rainbow one.
But I was like,
oh my God.
Did it taste? I remember now, like I'm thinking back, I feel like it didn't taste that good.
No, it is. I just had it at the zoo, the San Diego Zoo.
I went on the Santa Monica beer and got it too.
They're just
by
as
the way,
good as I remember.
Prices have not gone down for Dippin' Dots.
Only up.
Only up because it's Dicer in the future. But the thing is, I remember arguing with my parents and it was like a big treat for us when we would go because it was like $11 for like a.
Because there was never like a Dippin' Dots parlor.
No,
right?
It was always at
like touristy things or something like
yeah.
to catch you. Like
the boardwalk. Anyway. Yeah. Please feel free to upcharge me. I'm paying whatever.
Well, they were $8 on the pier. And I remember being like, you know, it's not a saucer of ice cream where it's $1. And you're like, I'm going to have 2 bites anyways and then toss it. But I just like want to get that. I'm like, oh, I got to finish this whole bowl.
But then it would nice and melt. And then you'd have like a little slurpy snack.
But it tastes good. Like, you think that's better than, like, a Tillamook or a Ben & Jerry's?
It's fun to have a bunch
it's
of
fun.
Little
it's
bowls.
More fun.
Like, I know it's more fun, but, like, taste-wise, I haven't had it since I was probably 13.
I seriously think
you can't separate the fun from the taste.
Oh, okay.
No, it does. It blends together.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that
okay.
it's the same energy as, like, people love Chick-fil-A ice.
Okay.
Right? Because yeah, it's like, I mean, is there a science behind small balls of things that are like they feel good, so they end up tasting
yeah,
better?
Yeah, boba. We would love a small ball. And
yeah, boba. Yeah. What do you eat before edamame?
Yeah.
Oh, guys, I think that we are seriously onto something because phallic foods also are some of the best foods.
Bananas.
Rocket pops.
Corn dogs.
String cheese.
Oh
my God, I hate phallic foods now that you're saying it.
You don't like string cheese?
I only like the polio like twist cheddar white one where you can, like,
string cheese only tastes good to me like once you've peeled it strong.
Yes.
Like people who eat string cheese like at a full on bite, you're dangerous.
No, but, I agree.
There's okay, let me ask you this. Would you eat 8 to 10 pieces of string cheese in like one sitting?
I know where this is.
The full shaft?
Yeah, a full shaft, like 8 to 10 in one sitting.
I could do 2 max.
What if I deep fried them and gave you some marinara sauce with them? Because that's what
I could definitely see myself with 6.
That ruined mozzarella sticks, like
for me
when I thought about that. They were just like
they're just
string cheese, but just
deep fried. It's
that
deep fried string
crazy.
Cheese, and you'll eat 9, 10 of them.
Yeah,
no problem.
That's scary.
And that's not being talked about enough.
That's a good point.
We uncover the real story.
Raise
here.
More awareness. Like the New York Times needs to.
I'll put in a call.
Cover it.
Do you guys want to know something insane that I just remembered that like brings me a little bit of a smile to my face?
Yeah.
The way I used to eat string cheese, and I couldn't eat it otherwise, is if I would do the entire stalk as strung, and then into almost to the bottom and have a little stick of
yes,
and
like a palm tree.
And then I would
ride
them all on the broken right before I stopped. Oh, because it tasted better in smaller pieces. Did you get chocolate on your pants?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I feel like I've done that once.
Oh my God.
But that was like a year of routine for doing this.
Couldn't stop once I started. Like I couldn't actually eat. Like Matt was saying, just couldn't eat it without being peeled. Like I couldn't eat it unless it was in a hula skirt.
Do you do a little dance with it before you eat it?
I did.
Like a little hula?
Spin it kind of like a Disney princess.
Oh yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
String cheese.
Speaking of nostalgic foods, do you remember that pack of carrots and ranch with like, I think it was Bugs Bunny on it?
Go on.
Brooke will not stop bringing this up. She talked, about it on our podcast too, and I was like, I've never heard of that.
It was like,
we looked it up. You're talking about like the typical, like, you know, the crackers and cheese thing where the cheese
but it was carrots and ranch. You pull up this little piece of plastic. I've never found ranch like it or carrots like it because the carrots are like soaking wet.
Yeah.
The ranch is like something like cracking it, and they just don't make it anymore. And it's the perfect healthy snack.
Is there a photo of this somewhere?
Like, was it hidden? Was it Hidden Valley? Like, was it like a Hidden Valley collab with Looney Tunes, or did Looney Tunes have their own like?
Let me kind
ranch.
Of talk about something else. While
probably
I
it's a Six Flags. I bet it's a. Did you live near a Six Flags?
No.
I live near. I feel like that would have been like a Six Flags snack.
I could see it, or like, what is that called? The what do they do Space Jam at?
Oh my God, here it is.
Where do they do Space Jam
at? They just have like a big Space Jam event.
And Cool Cuts?
Yes.
Never heard of this.
Cool Cuts, the.
It's blurry, but are you kind of seeing what I mean? No one else ate these?
No. Cool Cuts was a place where you could. I know we could have these.
Yeah. Put it up on the screen.
Yeah, I can.
Okay, here's a question. Baby carrots, are they small carrots just grown as little baby carrots? Or are they bigger carrots that are like just shaved down to the size of mini carrots?
Wait, is this this is not common knowledge, is it? Do you know the answer?
I know the answer, but I had to look this up because I
carrots
truly
grow on a root, right?
Well, carrots actually grow underground.
They're natural form.
Yeah, but underground.
Yes, correct. Pull them up. So, but okay, well, it depends how the root goes, because like, you know, we draw how a carrot just goes up and it's there. But do carrots, can carrots branch out into a bunch of carrots? Can
I think
you pull
so
one thing out, a bunch of different
that's
carrots?
That's how you harvest them.
I think baby carrots come from a cluster of a root.
But they're like the mini ones.
Or are they just fucking carrots shaved down into little
bits? No, I think they're born that way.
They're made, so then you can go and buy, you can go to like a farm and get a bunch of little carrots.
Yeah.
Connor, what's your bet?
Like I really in my heart of hearts want to believe that we're not shaving large carrots down into several small ones.
Or not, because you couldn't get the casing on the outside if you were shaving it down. You know those sticks that you get with wings? Those are shaved down.
Yeah.
Baby carrots, there's a,
well, I really want to believe
casing on them that means they're born that way.
Well, my faith in humanity wants me to believe that we're not wasting time shaving large carrots down to small ones.
But what about baby tomatoes? Those are just like
shaved down.
No,
I know they're not shaved down.
Down the casing.
But are those just how they're grown, or are we catching them before they like?
That's
get
how
too
they're grown.
Big?
Are they tomato veal?
That's its own species. Grape tomato, cherry tomato. Yeah. It's its own.
Why are there baby eggplants though?
I think there might be.
But you're talking about baby bite-sized eggplants.
Oh no!
I've never seen that.
Matt wants some small eggplant representation. Why does it not exist?
You know the answer.
I hate to be the purveyor of bad news.
Chief.
There was a period where grocery stores started to care about their aesthetics a lot more, and they noticed that uglier carrots were not getting sold. And there was a guy who said, well, instead of throwing away these ugly carrots, let's shave them down and repackage them as baby carrots. So they are the ugly carrots that are too ugly for the shelf get repurposed into baby carrots.
You're fucking lying.
I know.
You're lying to me. Hold me back so I don't attack Mike.
That is really fast.
Isn't that devastating?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
But it, here's where I think it's a good thing, is because those carrots would otherwise go to waste because they're too ugly. And now there's even ugly fruit sections at the grocery store where it's like a little bit cheaper if you get like a looking potato. It all tastes the same,
right?
But we're, you know, in a society of what's the word,
no one's safe,
we're a very vain society,
very curated society,
so no ugly carrots, but shaved down
the carrots like put to waste though, right?
The what,
like they're not shaving down a whole carrot?
No, I think they're probably getting their money's worth out of it. I'm sure they've optimized.
I always get ads. I guess I'm a part of the problem because I always get ads for this company called Imperfect Foods.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I fucking hate it.
Really?
And I'm like, get that ugly ass deformed lemon off of my screen.
Oh my God, I would purposely buy it because it's ugly.
I know.
Because I feel sad that no one's buying it.
I feel like this guttural recoil when I see these ads on my Instagram. I'm like, I don't want that.
I like the idea. I think it's cute, but I think it would be really embarrassing to like,
I'm not
buy
from Portland
it.
So I don't need an ugly lemon, you know, like I'm good with my perfect GMO lemon.
Yeah, you don't
feeling
want
great
people to like come to your house and you just have ugly fruit on your counter. You're like, yo, can we reset? Like, no,
you don't see any Architectural Digest interviews with Emma Chamberlain. She's got a bowl of ugly lemons. Like they're all perfect and they're round.
It's a good concept in theory, but Not for us Hollywood types. Am I right, guys?
I would get the ugly ones if I went food shopping and ate vegetables and fruits. I would get the ugly ones.
Yeah. The moment I like put it in my fridge, I just never want to touch it after it's in my fridge. Like, I have to have like the fruit or the vegetable like the day of.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Really? I think like vegetables sometimes after they've like been in your refrigerator for more than 2 days, I don't want to touch them.
I think the thing is, if there's water in the container, that means that they're going bad.
You gotta drain the water day of.
I've never learned how to store fruits or vegetables, so you might have more info on this than me.
Fruit vegetable store.
What are you talking about draining the water?
Like a bag of baby carrots, for instance, always has about a half gallon of water in the bag. So first day when I open them, I dump the water out, wrap them, put them back in.
I had no idea.
I mean, I don't know if that's standard practice, but that's what I do.
There's definitely right ways to store your vegetables that I'm not aware of. Like, for example, drying your vegetables and then putting them, like, I think you're supposed to put, also, like, you store them upside down so that the moisture falls, but then evaporates up and then rains back down on the fruit, so you kind of, like, building a little ecosystem in the fridge.
Well, that's spinach specifically. Like, I know that you take, even if it says triple wash, like, my mom's always, like, washing. I'm like, it's triple wash, it's fine. But I put a paper towel folded in half in with that, the plastic casing, because it absorbs a lot, and then you take it out. The end of the day, throw it away, put a new one in, and then all of that stuff that like makes spinach go bad really fast is like removed. I think it's just moisture, but I don't know.
Would you ever have a garden? Like, do you see yourself gardening later in your life or no? Mm-hmm. Neither do I.
I used to have a garden in Brooklyn.
Oh yeah,
we made a little garden on our deck.
Wow,
it was really nice. Wow. We had cilantro that turned into coriander, a couple little tomatoes, a little bit of peppers. It's unbelievable how little
pizza
food
garden.
You get. Yeah, for how.
Pizza garden in Brooklyn.
Yeah, it you have to get it takes like 90 days to get one pepper. Right. I don't know how we have any food. It's unbelievable. We're feeding hundreds of millions of people a day, and it takes 90 days to grow a single pepper.
Well, that just goes to show you like how many chemicals and genetically modified things we're probably using.
Yeah, but it's
you know.
Yeah, no, I agree, but give them to me. I don't care.
Yeah.
I almost bought wildflower seeds last night on Amazon, because have you seen those like guys who like run around town and they have like wildflower seeds and they like sprinkle them like in like public spaces so just natural flowers
Never
grow?
In my life.
Oh, you haven't, Brooke?
I've seen that on the internet or in real life?
On the internet.
On the internet. Oh, well, yeah, I've never seen it in real life, but I think there's like little initiatives happening all around.
You know they do that in Texas.
What?
Like, you know how all of the like that? What it's the blue bonnets and the Indian paint brushes and the all of the like those are all like planted by the state.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
They like drive the trucks and it just like tosses them out as they drive.
Oh, they're doing that.
Yeah.
Oh, I just thought it just happened naturally.
Because like think about where the seeds are. They're right next to the street. It's where everyone's parking their car to get out to take bluebonnet photos.
So it's like a fun thing to do whenever you're just out and about. You have a little salt shaker full of seeds, and you just sprinkle them down in like a just a ugly looking area, just to bring a little beauty into it.
But I think you're supposed to make sure that you buy the local native, seeds. You know,
otherwise you can cause.
Is that how planting flowers works?
Yeah, just seeds in the ground.
But don't you have to kind of bury them a little bit?
I think nature kind of does the work.
Okay.
If it's raining, I guess if it's dry out, like if you're in a dry area like Arizona, you probably have to bury them and water it.
Uh-huh.
But like if you threw them out today, it'd already be muddy and then it would rain again or wind or whatever and then it would.
Brooke, did you play The Sims
when
you were
younger?
No. You weren't a Sims girl?
No, just primarily Club Penguin.
Oh.
Yeah.
Apparently Sims 4 is free now, so I'm thinking about starting a Sims.
I don't, like, I would even know where to begin with Sims. Like, I have no
idea.
I
love it.
That's
something
that I
would be obsessed with. I used to love The Sims.
You should get a gaming PC, like, just for Sims.
I love gaming.
You know, like, now The Sims, they upload, like, how do I say this? People can, like, upload their builds and their characters and everything. And I'm pretty sure if you just go on The Sims and search Brooke and Connor, someone has already made you on The Sims. And, like, probably has made your set and everything. It's pretty wild.
They're probably making you kill it.
So could you just, like, live out an alternate life?
The game. And what's kind
that,
of awesome,
I can't get on that.
I think someone has already made... Off.
I know.
Like, David, like, you know, when David was vlogging, someone had, like, made his house and had all of us already in it.
Wow.
And it was, like, pretty wild. And
whoa, that's crazy.
And it's interesting seeing, like, how people know the floor plan of your house, but what they have wrong at the same time.
Oh, that's cool.
What they would have for the set.
Yeah.
Where the cameras are and...
Yeah, or where they think a bathroom is and stuff. It's all just from what they can tell from...
different clips from the vlogs and stuff. But I don't know. I've been thinking about playing The Sims a lot lately.
If you do, let me know.
I will. Well,
no, we'll never ever hear the end of it if Rick starts playing The Sims.
Who would you, okay? I don't think
you'd make it into the studio.
I'm scared.
But if you had to create like your own Sims life and like your own like companion, like who do you think you would?
I can't even get into it. I'd be locked up.
Would you make a dream man or would you make a celebrity like that you're living with?
You get to pick a husband.
They'd be both.
They'd be both. Okay, I know, but I know that you have like your rankings and like the top men that you're interested in your life, or I just don't know if you were given the opportunity to create your fantasy world from
Matt, it's
from
all
scratch.
It's all up here.
Her fantasy world is happening as we speak.
Yeah, I would just have to simply just translate it to HTML. Yeah. if that's how it works.
As a woman
but
in STEM,
me and Andrew Garfield would be living in the Palisades. In
so
my
Andrew
family.
Garfield is who your man would be.
Yes, right now.
Like
yes.
In the stand, you wouldn't do Matthew Gray Gubler, Nathan Fielder. Like, who are you going
to? No, it's Andrew right now. Yeah,
okay. Or it would be like what's that TV show Big Love about that, like the Mormon dad who has like the three separate houses, but he has all different wives, but the backyard's connected. So he just like.
I'm pretty like monogamous in my head.
Oh, you wouldn't do a Mormon-esque Nathan Fielder Monday through Friday and then a Saturday and a
Sunday.
Like
sometimes like if I need to have two people in it, like something tragic will happen to person number one in order for me to move on to person number two, but it's never like.
You can do all of that on The Sims.
Yes, Garfield can drown in the pool.
No, he wouldn't be the one. Okay. But. Yeah, that's I'm monogamous.
Is he Jewish? Andrew
Half, Garfield? Yeah.
Nice. Let's go, baby.
Are the other half British?
Yes. Religion? Works. British, yes. British. Okay. No, the British part is Jewish.
Oh, hell yeah.
I didn't even know
that. Wait, no.
Jewish people in
Britain. Like, no, I'm wrong.
I had an allergy attack last night in my bed.
What is an allergy attack?
My eyes just like, they started itching for a second and then started itching and then I went in the bathroom. And they had both like swollen complete, like almost fully to shut. And I was like, what the hell? And I just realized I didn't have laundry detergent because my roommate had used mine and then like the end of it. And then so I used someone else's that was there and I'd never heard of it. And I think it must have been the laundry detergent that I used on my sheets because it was my first time. Like I did my sheets over the weekend.
Right.
I just put them on.
That happened last night. My guinea pig's allergic to eye detergent.
Ugh. That's a damn
shit. So sad.
Do you get seasonal allergies?
Yeah,
I do.
Not anymore. I got them all the time when I was younger.
You grew out of them?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so nice.
I grow out.
Mine are not as bad here as they were.
Same.
On
the East Coast, it's just
like,
insane.
Hospitalize me.
I feel like, is it worse on the west side of like LA? People get allergies worse over there?
I don't know.
I've heard that. I don't know.
I thought the breeze, like the air circulating, like sense. Shit around.
I like feel
more.
when I think my body just knows it's like March,
right?
And it's around South by time. My body starts to like be a little bit more
cognitive.
Did people always have allergies?
I don't know.
It's like pollen.
Why have we evolved to have allergies? It seems counterproductive.
Well, there was this one take on TikTok, which I think has since been disproven. But the idea is that. The patriarchy, of course, when we created like the landscape of America, there's a difference between male and female trees, and we planted a ton of male trees and not enough female trees. And what happens, the reason why there's so much pollen and more than there should be, and why we get allergies, is because the male trees are
non-stop, of course,
cuffing season.
But
that
I think
makes
that's
sense.
I think that's been disproven. It's just like completely false.
I think
there's no male and female trees.
The pioneers probably their priority wasn't to like misogynize the plant life, was it?
I don't
maybe
think
like.
So.
How do you look at a seed and be like, this seed has a dick?
Subconsciously, I don't think that's it.
This seed has a
maybe
huge cock and balls.
Planet.
That's energy.
Yeah. That's a real thing.
It's the pollinating. It's the pollinating pattern.
Everything.
Yeah.
Apparently everything has female.
I don't think they're taking it from one male tree to taking it to a female tree, right?
Yeah, but then I think another like actual tree person came out and was like, there's no such thing as male and female trees. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
You're thinking of an arbor.
I feel like in Judaism there is. Am I wrong?
There might be. We do have an Arbor Day in Judaism. It's called Tu B'Shvat.
I know.
Wait.
Tu B'Shvat, Matt.
And there's a Jewish holiday. Yeah, keep up, Matt.
It's like a tree day.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
It's the holiday. It's the new year for all the plants.
Can you explain Purim to me?
Brooke?
Take it away.
It came up on me. And Mike, you know.
I got this one.
I'm interested in Judaism. I saw this guy going around handing kids like dollar bills, and a lot of them are dressed in like costumes and like clown
it's
outfits.
It's just Halloween, is my understanding.
And for what?
But you wouldn't celebrate actual Halloween if you're Jewish because it's like satanic.
Right. They passed out flyers in my Jewish school saying like, don't let your kid dress up for Halloween because it's a pagan holiday and we're Jews and this is like really bad.
But what is the significance of the holiday? Like, are you celebrating harvest? Or,
you get drunk.
Manischewitz.
There was in the land of Persia, the Persian Empire, there was a king. And the king married this Jewish girl because she was the hottest girl.
Totally.
And
Esther.
Esther. There you go. And there was this other guy who was just anti-Semitic, as it goes. Mm-hmm. And he was also like part of the royal kingdom. And he's walking down the street and he's expecting everyone to bow down to him in the street. But there's one Jew who doesn't bow down because he's like, we don't bow down to other people. We only bow down to God. What'd you say?
Isn't it Mordecai?
See, she goes.
I'm pretty good.
You'll fill in the characters.
Yeah.
So Mordecai is just a gangster Jew and he's like, I'm not bowing down to another man. I only bow down to the Most High. And this guy, Haman is like fucking pissed. And he goes, yo, we got to kill. He sees that Mordecai doesn't bow and he goes to the king. He goes, yo, every Jew out. We're killing him. Every single Jew. Killed every single Jew. And so
that tends to be an issue for you guys.
Connor, I'm
sensing a pattern.
I had skipped one part of the story. Mordecai, years prior, had seen two guys who were conspiring to kill the king, but Mordecai killed them. Yes. So Mordecai the Jew, like basically saved the king's life. But that was it. Just like he's the king. Of course you're gonna save his life. But when in the record books, no one talked about it. So time goes on. The decree is out there. They're going to start rounding up all the Jews. And then Esther's like, hey, can I talk to you for a second? Like, king. And he's like, sure, whatever you want. If you want half the kingdom, it's yours. You're my bae. Like, I got you. Mm-hmm. And she's like, there's a decree and they're going to kill everyone that's Jewish. And the king's like, abso-fucking-lutely not. And he's like, well, who's Jewish? And she says, I'm Jewish. And also, we just got to not do this anymore. So he's like, okay. And then that night he can't sleep. And so he tells his people to like open up the book of records and is like, tell me a story from the book. And they're like, oh, here's a story. There was a Jew, Mordecai, who saved your life one time. He goes, and what did we do for this guy? And they were like, we didn't do shit for him. And he's like, okay, let me call in someone for some ideas. So they call in Haman, the ideas that the evil guy wanted to kill the Jews. Uh-huh. They call him in. And he's so excited because he's getting a fucking meeting with the king. And he goes to the king and he's like, what's up?
We need a fun thing to do for the Jewish people.
Well, no. So he didn't say for the Jewish people. He just goes, what would you do if you wanted to honor someone in the whole kingdom? And Haman's thinking like, oh, dude, I'm the guy that came with the idea for killing all the Jews. This is going to be honoring me. And he's like, well, if you want to honor. He's like, if you want to honor someone, give him all the king's clothes.
Wow.
Let him wear all the king's clothes. Put him on a horse, parade him through town and say, this is like the guy that we want to honor. And Haman is like telling the king all these things that is going to happen to him. And the king goes, all right, all that shit you just told me, go do it to that Jew, Mordecai, that didn't bow down to you. And he gets so fucking pissed. And Mordecai gets the parade. And then Haman gets killed because he was conspiring against the Jewish people. And
who kills him?
I don't know. I think it was like the court, like the kingdom decided to kill him. And so that's just, we celebrate another holiday of getting out of a jam. So we just drink a lot of booze I don't know why, but it's the one holiday where you're supposed to get so fucked up that you don't know the difference between the good guy and the bad guy. And I don't know why we wear costumes, but it's just like a party.
Do you get to pick
your costume?
Yeah. You wear whatever you want.
You can be a Power Ranger.
Yeah, anything you want. I think it's like, I truly don't know why we dress up, but like if you go to Jewish communities, it's an insane day. Like there's accounts in New York that will like go and film the Jews on Purim because it's like a bunch of Orthodox rabbis like with face paint on, shit face out of their minds, and they're just the happiest they could ever be. Most Jewish holidays are just us surviving people that tried to kill us, and this is just another one. What and that is the way at Purim.
So where did the Hamantashen come from? Because we were in a jam.
Well, no,
and there's jam in it. I've been waiting to say that.
That's really good. His fit in the day was wearing a triangle hat. And so he just kind of like.
Do you know what those are? The Hamantashen and the triangle thing?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Do you really?
Yeah, no.
Sorry, I went on a little bit of a tangent there.
Wait, no. When is Purim?
I think it just passed.
A few weeks ago.
Because I always get in my Snapchat memories in college, the rabbi at Hillel got like so fucked up to the point of like, I like hospitalization maybe, and it always comes up in my Snapchat memories of him just like falling over.
Well, you guys know I love the Facebook group Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast.
I love
really,
you.
Really active.
You're in it?
Yeah.
He's one what?
I'll answer questions.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
I'll answer questions on y'all's behalf sometimes. Like someone was like, oh, has Brooke watched Under the Banner of Heaven? And I'm like, yes.
Wait, aren't you like getting bombarded in that group? Don't you?
Not much. I observe and if I see an opportunity for me to answer something, I will.
Wow.
I'm like I'm a moderator.
Yeah,
like
for, not really.
But for me, I can't.
Are you? I need to make you one because I don't. I'm really horrible.
But then if I'm a mod, that means I have a whole new job now.
No,
like
no, hey, no pressure. This is a no pressure situation.
Are you gonna mod him right now?
What are the rules of?
You posted in there an hour ago.
I did, and I asked them a question. I asked them
47 about, comments, Matt.
About oh to, my God. It's an active community. I asked to have Brooke and Connor on my pod. Anything you would like to ask them? And they sent me a lot of questions. Wow. Now that I'm looking at them.
That's a really good idea.
So I'm going to ask you guys, and we can keep these like really short. If you don't like them, you can just say the next question.
I'm cool with it.
What's the worst big purchase you've ever made?
Define big.
I don't know. Do you want me to ask Tori what?
Okay.
To maybe let's go by dollar.
I feel like I just make a lot of stupid small purchases, and the big ones like are more thoughtful. Like a car.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that one through a little bit.
That's a reasonable purchase.
Yeah. Car, laptop. Like, I feel like those are my only, like, big purchases.
Animal.
She was $20.
But that's a big purchase.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's true. I did not think that one through.
I don't really buy stuff.
That's not true.
What do I buy?
Tons of things from targeted Instagram ads.
I bought my couch, yeah, from a targeted Instagram ad.
That your mom refuses to sit on?
No, different couch. But this one, just the cushions don't come off. So I do kind of regret that. Like, I wish I would have. But couches are hard.
Right.
Couches are hard. So I, like, kind of didn't. I don't beat myself up too much about that. But I don't really. I definitely don't make any big purchases ever. But okay. I don't make a ton of purchases in general. I think, like, my biggest thing that I regret, big purchases every weekend, would be going to the bar with anyone in this room and being like, I already opened a tab. Just go ahead and run the tab. Because guess who's going to have to go back to that bar and get their credit card the next day and sign for, like, 11 people that bought drinks on it.
Did you get your card back at the Den?
Yeah.
You did?
Which was nice.
I ordered a whole new one and I just left.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I would have bought it for you.
I said in the group chat, I said,
oh, Aaron already got mine, maybe?
I don't know. Well, Connor was like, can someone get mine? I said, please, me too.
I grabbed mine and then it was nice having a weekend where I ended up with another card instead of minus one because I mean it was a Tuesday I guess but it was nice. Wait,
your card at these places?
We all left it there by accident.
A lot of times when we get to a bar, like our group,
yeah,
we take over the bar and there's no one else there, but by the time we're all wrapping up, the bar is now packed. And so it's easier to just leave your card, accept the 20% tip, gratuity, and then come back and get it versus waiting in line to sign out for your check. You know, like,
yeah, I love the rush I get when they go, here's your card back.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hell yeah.
When they go to that Rolodex in their last name and they go,
oh, nut. You're saying the next day you love the rush of getting it back?
Yeah.
No, I just like not having to worry about it. Mm-hmm. I like getting my card back immediately on the spot and not them keeping it.
I never open a tab.
I've never done that on purpose.
Just keep giving your card.
Do you only tip on the first time you use it or the last time you use it?
You tip every time. It's going to equal the same amount.
You ask for your card back every time.
Every drink,
If you know that you're going to be at the bar for the next 3 hours.
Yes.
I usually do that too.
Why?
Because I don't want to have to worry about leave. Like, you guys are taking day trips to the next day to pick up your...
No, the next weekend. I'll leave it for 2 weeks and then fine. That's what I just did. I just picked it up. It had been there for 2 weeks.
I left a card for 10 months at a bar.
Do you go pick it up?
Well, it was my... Because they also had my ID tied to it as well. And so... I would always call the bar and go, hey, is my ID there? They would never answer, never would get back to me. And then I had my passport with me for a long time as my real ID.
Oh.
And then I did the whole, you know, went out to dinner with your parents and they were like, all right, can I see an ID? And, you know, you show your passport in front of your mom and your mom's like, where is your real ID?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, I left it in LA. But then there was a reason why I really needed my real ID for something. And I was like, fine, you know what? Screw it. One day I went back to the bar. I went up to the bartender and I said, hey, I left my ID here like a couple weeks ago. Can I pick it up? She was like, yeah, for sure. And sure enough, the receipt was tied in. She goes, You said a couple weeks ago.
10 months?
She was like, it's been 10 months.
That's a dude. Year. That's a year.
Yeah. I was so embarrassed, but I got it back.
And you never opened a new card?
Like, no, the ID. I did reopen up a new card, but the ID. But I had just left it there. That's why I needed to get in the receipt was wrapped.
Well, how would they have expected you to get back in the bar to get your wallet or your card if you didn't have a passport? Like, you wouldn't be able to get in if they had your ID.
A good point. Well, I guess that's why I have my passport.
Well, you're lucky.
Also, if you didn't get pulled over, you're driving around without a license.
Right.
Yes.
I know.
A lot of moving parts.
And I think it was because I had to find my ID because I did get pulled over and I had a ticket. Yes. And I said, I still have my license. And
just not on.
Anyways.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Brooke, would you rather never knit another sweater or go back to preschool teaching for 2 years?
Damn.
That's a good question for Brooke.
That's a real tough one.
It's from Madeline.
Madeline.
Madeline,
never knit another sweater. Okay, so never knit another sweater ever.
Yeah.
Or go back to teach for 2 years.
But also, it does specify knit another sweater, so maybe you could knit other things.
Could I knit like a matching set, tank and shorts?
You know what? I think you can.
Yeah. Then I would rather never knit another sweater.
Mm. You don't think you could last two years as a preschool? You can still make TikToks.
No, I don't think I could make it, truly.
You don't think you would survive, or would you be allowed to?
I think that would be 2 years of my life, like in my prime. Where I'd be really depressed.
And then even if you got to keep doing the pod and you got to keep eating and we're a preschool teacher here in LA.
Just have no social life. You are like completely drained every single day. Like I would literally have to go to bed at 7.
Yeah, that's true. No more Barney's Beanery.
Yeah, I just would like, it's not worth it, unfortunately.
Okay, that makes sense.
But I would knit.
I might teach.
Would or could either of them do hot ones? Could they take the heat?
No.
I could.
You could?
Have you ever?
Brooke's seen how much sriracha I eat. I eat, like, I know it's not like the hottest thing in the world, but like, I load it up.
Have you gone to a hotter level of spice?
Have you done the hot sauce hosses? The hot one sauces. Have you tried them?
No, I haven't.
Like, I think we have some here.
I think, dude, I could go pretty far with it.
Dude, it'll ruin your day.
Da bomb. Well,
I was going to say, I can't do it today.
I've done da bomb. I was out of commission for like 4 hours.
I don't know how
I'm so sorry. I'll
do it.
Removing the
light. When sometimes you get like, it's Thai food and they'll have like those peppers that like you're not supposed to eat. But if you bite into them, it just like, I've been into one of those. It ruined my day. And I cannot...
You guys go ahead. I'm just gonna stay in tonight. Sorry,
I have a theory that some of these celebrities on Hot Ones are not actually doing.
I have this holding Hot Ones. Okay, I'll occasionally watch an episode where it's a celebrity I like. I'd be like, all right, I'll watch the new Hot Ones.
Yeah.
Who are the people who are watching Hot Ones every freaking week?
I think that's people who like Sean Evans.
People do like Sean Evans.
He's great. I love Sean Evans.
But he needs Squirm, too.
See, I don't think he's that great. Like, I don't dislike him. I just think that, like, he's the right person there that can keep it moving in a very... So that this is what he's good at. He has enough rebound to let the other person that's there shine. He's not there to be the celebrity.
Right.
He's there to provide them like an outlet
He's not Conan O'Brien star quality, like, I'm the star of the show.
Like, oh, this is really... He's the host of the Oscars. He's not. He's there as like a sounding board.
He's always asking a question that never has been asked, nor any other interviewer would put in the homework to like figure out.
He's like Nardwar, but less... Yeah.
I don't say Nardwar is obnoxious, but
he's kind of like a glass of milk. That's what he is on the show.
He also humanizes the celebrities a lot. Like, he doesn't glamorize them as like, so you're doing this big movie.
Right.
Like, it's very human.
He's never starstruck.
I also like that thing. Mike, did you just say that you don't think that they're going all the way?
I don't.
Okay.
No.
It is way too valuable of an interview spot for him to be giving Megan Thee Stallion a hot, hot, hot wing right away. Because like... Like, that's a very valuable half hour for her.
They work on it for his show. But here's the theory that I have. Because they used to do this thing where they would call it the wall of shame, where, like, you get four in and the celebrity would be like, fuck this, I'm not doing this anymore. And they would leave it in the show. And, like, you'd get four wings in, and the fourth wing, they're like, this is too hot. But they would continue the interview.
Who was the worst? It was T-Pain?
T-Pain. No, T-Pain. Not
T-Pain. Oh, no. DJ Khaled?
Yes, DJ Khaled was out on like the third wing. And he was like, I'm not eating anymore. But they continued the interview and they did the Wall of Shame. And there was an interview with Sean where they said, we stopped doing the Wall of Shame because it created hate and we don't want to create like a hate for our fan base. But there's still people who are definitely tapping out. They just don't show that anymore. I think they just cut it out and they'll probably repeat the same wing that they ended on. But if they're like, I can't do this anymore, they're just going to eat like the first wing and call it the hot one.
I think like Hot Ones fans are like a little
psycho.
Or just like, oh, yeah, you see the last one that they got to the third pepper? Oh, like if they watch it every episode, you've seen it. You're so familiar with it. Like people are wearing like Hot Ones merch. Well, like who are like,
it's a fun
thing. It has to be a little boring. Like,
no, but he's such a good interviewer. And it's also interesting to see. I think that's the whole premise of the show. You see celebrities in an uncomfortable situation.
Yes. I think it's a great vehicle.
Definitely,
but like,
humanizes
consistent people. Like,
you have to have, for him to have growth on the show, just like Amelia Chicken Chop Day.
Yes.
Like, you have to have people that are fans of the host, or else it's just going to be consistent. Spikes, you have Shania Twain on.
Right.
Spike, you have.
Chicken Chop.
Who else does she have on?
Chicken Chop?
Yeah.
Maddie Healy.
Spike, you have Maddie Healy.
Jack Harlow.
There would be drop-offs after her show.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't have any fans, and she has so many fans because she's funny on that.
But I, Connor, I would suggest trying like one of the ones further down the line. Not
Da Bomb.
No, not Da Bomb, because Da Bomb is like notoriously fucking terrible.
But they do that on the show, and that's the one that would fuck me up if I was on
the
show.
The way Jeff Goldblum did it. He literally would just go like the tiniest little
squirt bunny. Eating the crab
probably patty. Yeah.
Okay.
I tap out at sriracha, for sure.
I love sriracha.
What's your favorite high snack?
Oh my God, last night, there was this video. I smoked a little bit last night, and there was the video of, you know, like Ian, of formerly Chris and Ian. Why are you pointing at your eyes like that?
You see it?
Yeah, I do.
I'm like, I won't stop.
Is this the allergies or like a lack of sleep?
It's lack of sleep.
Yeah.
He was diving in with this cinnamon bun, and it was like 11:30. And at this point, I'm on GoPuff, like typing in cinnamon bun. I'm on like Instacart, and they like, ooh, there was no just like hot cinnamon bun available to me at 11:26 p.m.
You throw it in the microwave.
But I like couldn't even think like pop.
McDonald's, I needed
like a hot one to come to my door. But that would be my dream high snack, would be a cinnamon bun.
That's the thing a lot of people don't think about with like junk food and snacks. Like, you can go and get a box of Chips Ahoy cookies and they're fine, but if you throw like a few cookies in the microwave for like 4 seconds, it's like it just came out of the oven. And even if they're not chewy soft, Cinnabon, the same thing. There's like, they're like not that great in the plastic wrap. Little microwave.
A little microwave, a little air fryer.
Have you ever had those mini cinnamon rolls from Whole Foods? Make it
like a little
air fryer would take too long. Oh, it would take too long.
Air fryer is pretty damn quick.
The point of the microwave is it's 3 seconds. You're not cooking it. You're just,
I know, but don't you want like a little, it's like a different hot. Maybe I'm totally wrong.
It's okay.
I think what's mine next would be nachos, because I don't like a food where like I'm eating it and then when I eat it, I'm done. I like to have a little bit of adventures. Mm-hmm. I'm like when you get those things for your dogs where you put their food in like a puzzle so that it keeps them busy for a while.
Yeah.
Like I'm like fully into that idea. Yeah. I don't want to eat too, but I don't want it to be over. Like the best part of my day is when I am like excited for what I'm about to eat. And the worst part of my day is when I'm either full, which is so privileged to say.
That's
or when my food's done. Mm-hmm. I've had times where I'm like, I'm getting really full, or my food's done, and I take a little bit of an edible, so I'll get hungry again.
Right now, I do that too sometimes.
And then chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream.
It's a really good life philosophy. Yeah. Understanding that the anticipation of the thing is almost better than the thing itself.
Yeah.
It leads to a lot more happiness.
I agree.
I would also need chips. Like sour cream and onion chips or Cheez-Its after the cinnamon bun.
Have you had Trader Joe's
and that cinnamon bun again?
Oh, yes, yes.
Are those unbelievable?
I had those.
The chili lime things.
Wait,
yes.
Wait, the Trader Joe's.
Yes.
I'm not a fan.
I don't like those.
Okay,
either.
don't yuck our yum. Let's.
Oh my God.
We have them here.
I've never had talkies.
Talkies aren't that great.
And then I had those because they were just out at my parents' house, and I was like, oh my God, what?
It's unbelievable.
You can't know what he had told me about these. I was kind of mad. I was like, whoa, shit.
The lime is a little intense on them.
Yeah, I don't think so. Too much flavor.
Connor, fuck this. summertime, you're sitting by a pool.
Oh,
got a little beer, Topo Chico. Have those. Sun, sweating. You got the heat. There is not a better combination.
What would you dip those in?
Nothing. You don't need to. They're perfect.
They need to dip.
I can
dip. Ranch.
A plain hummus.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A plain hummus.
That could work, but I don't think they need to be dipped. I think that they're self-contained.
Yeah. No, I don't think they do either. But
I think they need it. Yeah. Dip,
oh, my
sure.
God. They would be actually really good in the hummus from the Melrose Farmers Market.
Oh, yeah.
Because that is just like so smooth and...
Oh, or the whipped eggplant from... Oh, Elefante.
My God.
No, oh, that is unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
The eggplant?
I think I've had that.
The wheat eggplant.
Do you guys know about the ugly section, good-looking section thing at Elefante?
I've heard about this.
That's...
Curb?
Tato. What is it? Teatro.
Yes, but I believe it's based on Elefante.
No way.
Where's the ugly section? Is it right when you walk in?
Yeah.
I've never sat there. I've never sat in that area, and every time I walk in, I'm like, they always put me in the sunset room.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. This is my theory. That it's,
oh,
it's,
my God.
Oh, we're the hot ones. We're hot ones, right? Oh, we sat in the sunroom, right? Is that where?
Yeah, we're the hot
like,
ones.
I've
yeah.
only sat right next to the elevator.
Wow.
I think that Larry got the idea from Elefante.
I had no idea that was possibly based
time
on a real place.
Just kind of take a look at the people.
I'm going to go right now.
It's interesting because that is also where they have to put large parties because
right.
that's the only place where there's big enough tables. But I've never really looked, and now I'm going
yeah,
to.
Yeah, me too.
I wouldn't know because I'm in the sunset room.
It's just a theory. I don't
wow.
know. But the idea, for those who don't know, is that there is an ugly section in the restaurant and a hot section, and they will seat you in the section where you most belong. But none
of
us here.
I have no idea.
Yeah. I've been sat in the ugly section once, which is how I know.
Really?
Who are you with?
Yeah, I was going to say, it kind of also depends on the company.
Yeah, someone else can drag you down with them.
Yeah.
No, I was definitely the one dragging.
You were dragging?
I was with Greta, and I was wearing like sweatpants and a t-shirt, and she was like dressed up from like an office like work.
It could
vibe.
Be clothing there, too. It could definitely be clothing.
I think it's clothing.
Because on the west side, there's a bunch of fashionistas that are fuggo. But their clothes are A1.
Right. So I've sat in the ugly section once, but...
This one has like a lot of likes. Is one touch all it takes?
Oh...
What is
yes.
it? One kiss is all it takes?
No, it's one touch.
It's one touch all it takes. What is this?
Confirming.
One touch is really
all it takes.
For Can
what?
You elaborate?
For it.
For it to, you know.
To take?
One touch is all it takes at this time.
What are we talking about?
So, well, moving forward, it's important, like, in practice, sort of, like, put into practice and kind of, like,
going through the motions.
From a day-to-day motion perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You really only need the one touch.
This is a bunch of cut. It's a cut. I don't know.
At the end of the day.
Are we going to get any elaboration on
there
this?
There is none. It just started like that, and it's just...
So one touch is all it takes?
It's all it takes.
Yeah.
Will it ever take more than
no.
one touch?
No. Thanks for asking. No, it won't.
I can't see it. I can't see that happening.
Uh-uh. Not in our lifetime.
I don't want to rule it out, but it's not something that we'll ever experience.
Not in the foreseeable future.
Not from the sunset.
Is it possible that no touches would be what it takes?
No, it really is... When it comes down to it, one.
It's just one touch is all it takes.
It reminds me, the other day, I also had a little bit of weed. I was just sitting there, and I was just thinking about Dua Lipa and about how, like, if I ever meet her, like, I think that I would leave there changed in the same way that, like, a Gandhi mm-hmm. would leave.
Didn't you just tweet something about that?
I said if I met Dua Lipa, I think I would get powers.
Uh-huh.
You know that I...
and I don't know, like, I can't explain, but she was right. Like, one touch is... all it takes.
I have met and had a conversation with her.
Do you have power?
I don't believe it, but where?
We landed in Mexico City.
Okay.
Like a year and a half ago. Like me and my New York friends went to Mexico City. And this guy, it's like we're all waiting at the airport for our like charter bus or whatever, like the bus to the hotel. This guy comes up and goes, hey, do you guys have a lighter? I'm just trying to smoke this cigarette.
That's how it always starts with those people.
And none of us had a lighter, but when he left, the girl was like, that's... Hadid, the brother.
Anwar.
Yeah, and then he walks back to his party and it was Dua Lipa. And I'm like, huh.
Gotta find a lighter.
This is my moment.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I didn't have a lighter, but I also know that I have a mutual friend with Dua Lipa and I texted to confirm. I was like, hey, do you know Dua Lipa? Like, if I bring you up, will she know who you are? And she was like, yeah, oh my God, say hi for me. So I'm like, all right, here's my chance. I walked up and I go, hey, I actually don't have a lighter, but I would love a cigarette. So if you find a lighter... Like, let me know. They're like, oh, we actually did find a lighter. Here's a cigarette.
Oh, yeah.
She bought the cig.
Yep. And then I was just like, so
was
do you know.
Was she smoking?
No, she wasn't. It was just the guy. I didn't even light it up. I just took the cigarette. I didn't even light it up. I was just like, let me get this moment. And I was like, do you know? I just said, do you know XYZ person? She's like, oh my God, yeah, I love her. Tell her I said hi. I was like, yeah, cool, small world. What are you guys up to? She's like, we're just here for a little vacation. I was like, me too. And just kind of like, you know, very like casual 101 conversation. And then I was like, all right, well, I'll head out. Nice to meet you. Wow. And that was it.
She That's is powerful.
Yes, stunning like, person.
I have my set that I have
to do. Yeah.
You have to write it.
I'm shitting my pants about this one. This one's really scaring me.
Good.
You're writing a new set for tonight?
I have like half of it done.
Why, I don't know why you keep rewriting different sets for each performance.
I took some stuff out.
But that worked.
Just keep polishing.
What'd you take
as
out?
Long as you're polishing.
What did
and editing.
Do you have friends going tonight? Like, are people that
it's,
you know?
It's tomorrow night. Oh. But we just have the podcast tomorrow, and it goes until like right up until I need to go because it's so freaking far away.
But will you have like people that you know in the audience? So to like
my manager,
but you won't have like the boys or the girls that your friends.
It was a really small venue, and it sold out like immediately. I didn't even know what the ticket when the tickets were going to go.
Tell everyone who you're opening for.
Opening for Bill Burr.
That's fucking insane.
Billy Burr.
Bill Burr.
It's really cool.
Not like it's not like me and then Bill Burr, but like I'm going on before him.
Your name is on the same
on the
poster.
Yeah. 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 Like a centimeter away on the poster.
It's You're really at like cool. 4 p.m. He's at like 11.
It's a festival.
Yeah, yeah.
Like on the, this is what people say at like the band that got their first time at ACL. No way. They're like on the small stage on Friday and they're saying they're opening for the closer on Sunday.
That's not a lie.
Hey, you saw on the poster with right. them. This is just like not a long show and a small room and it's me. Two more people, and then Bill Burr.
That's so sick.
And
That's
then
dope.
Special guests, which I'll have already done it by the time, but I think it's Tiffany Haddish.
Very
cool. Oh, hell yeah. Person.
That's cool.
Brooke, or no, Connor.
Yeah?
Hannah wants to know, does Connor have any ethical clout-chasing trademark fail stories?
Fail?
Ethical trademark?
Fail. Yeah, fail stories. Oh, what's ethical clout chasing? That's, fail stories.
Well, ethical clout chasing is this the thing that I do where kind of like what Mike was just saying, I have a plan in place. I'm not gonna go and be like, oh my God, can I get a picture? Never works. Play it very cool. This isn't life or death for me either.
Crickets? Like genuinely?
Zane's probably on his Snapchat.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, continue.
Sorry, please.
It's like what you did, where you had a strategy in place. You go,
but also
I'm going to go up.
A key is you don't pretend like you don't know the person, because that's like a douchebag move.
Yeah, you're not like you're not like, oh hey, what's your name?
Yeah,
I have done that when they've introduced themselves to me. Not like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Like,
right.
Meeting Cole Sprouse, I wasn't like
Dylan. You met Dylan.
Dylan, I'm not like, oh my God, I'm like a huge fan. Like, yeah. Great to meet you. I'm just like, oh hey, Connor.
Yeah,
like Dylan, or like vice versa. But like, I did it once. I was with Brittany Broski at Stagecoach, and she has her fold-out chair, and she's like, we're just like kind of sitting there in the front for Midland, and they are coming out, and in front of us is Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis. Like, it's like VIP, so it's just, they're just standing there, obviously. Like, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna like go say hi. I'm a huge Mila Kunis fan, as well as Ashton Kutcher. Always loved Ashton Kutcher. Mm-hmm. So I just like walked up and I was like, hey, I can't remember what I said to him, but it just didn't work.
Oh, he didn't take the bait?
He also was just like not really bubbly. Mm. Even though like we're at a festival and we're also waiting for the person to come on.
Yep.
It's definitely like a very mingly point in the VIP.
Right, you're not interrupting him from like watching
and
the show,
he's just literally looking around like,
yeah,
you know.
Did he have on like a mask or anything? Or
no.
Did you, oh no.
No, we took a picture together, but
yeah.
We took the picture and then I was like, oh, can we just like act like we've been buddies for 4 years? Like, you know, and I always say that because like once you break down the walls, they're like,
yeah, yeah.
Like it's
yeah,
just, but yeah. It usually ends up, that's usually like a funny thing to ask him because like usually it's just lame, you know?
Yeah,
I'd be like, can I get a photo in
my
eye? It's like
a little too stiff.
Tried to chat, said I was a big fan of Acorns, his investment app, which I was. And then Mila is just staring at me.
Oh boy.
Like daggers. And we take a photo. I'm like, can we do one of, like, we're boys? And he was like, okay. And we took it. He did the exact same thing. And I was like, thanks. It was just like, ooh. Just like flop. But like there, I don't even feel embarrassed about it because it's like, That was like lame of him.
But it happens too. Like, you never know. He could have just gotten a text that one of his companies went under, or like,
yeah,
you know, just having a bad day.
He's concerned once he starts with one person and takes a pin, it could just start building up.
Yeah.
Like, and he's just like trying to enjoy himself and his own time.
Yeah. Totally.
And, I think he was just being cautious about that.
Yeah. I mean, you know that.
Can we hear a success story now to sort of.
The Matthew one is the biggest success. Like, the button thing was insane.
Oh, yeah.
The Matthew Gregubler.
Oh,
you were there.
This.
Like, yes. That was like art.
I presume you guys have spoken about this before.
Well, that was after this. I seriously think that each time I do this, it gets better, because I think it's like what you said on the podcast the other day. Like, the more that we're in these situations with like people that 2 years ago you would not fathom that, yeah, you'd even be in the same block, square block, you know? Now you're at a premiere and walking the carpet right before Matthew Gluber. It's Gluber McGee. Anyways, I had texted Patricia, and I was like, because Matt and Patricia weren't at the event yet, and I was like, hey, can you bring a safety pin? My pants were being... Oh, I wasn't wearing a belt.
Right.
My pants were, like, falling down. And so she brought me two safety pins. She safety pinned my pants, and then from behind, Matthew Greg Gubler got there, and Brooke hit me on the arm so hard, and was like, look behind you, blah, blah, blah. And I, like... You know, it's probably one of those things where it's like you're getting a little bit desensitized because you're around these people all the time, and it's like... I don't need to really do anything. You want to act normal like you've been there before. But then his button, he was missing a button on his thing. And I was like, hey, I have this extra safety pin if you want it. Like, you could. And he's like, dude, thank you so much. Seriously, like, you just like saved my life. And we're talking. And I was like, I also have Tums. It's your stomach hurt. And we were just chatting for a second. And I can hear in the background Brooke going, Connor. And, like, she's, like, yelling at me. I'm like, oh, like, you have to meet my friend Brooke. And then that was, the rest is history.
I've never gone up to anyone on my own. Like, I can't.
It's just no harm. It's no harm, no foul to them.
There is harm for me.
Right.
Because, like, I'd rather them not know me at all than to know me and, like, think I'm anything less than the most perfect person they've ever experienced.
Surely you watched Daisy Jones in The Six.
Surely.
Yeah. So did you see in like the first episode when What's-His-Face goes up to What's-His-Face and he's like, you need to hear my band.
Right.
The worst they could say is no. As long as you're like.
Yeah, that to me like is bad.
See, I don't care because I'm going to wake up tomorrow in my bed and then just do the same day over again.
Yeah, you still get to be you.
And right? But I fixed like, it will not leave my head.
And they have like 100,000 interactions probably like every day from walking to get a coffee to like, you know.
It's just like hard for me because I am such. As you might know, like, it's such an intense fan of some of these people.
Yeah.
To, like, have them just, like, not think I'm, like, the most, like, incredible person. But, like, I'd rather have zero interaction with
them. Yeah, and if they don't see that in their interaction with you, I think that's more of a reflection of where they're at in their day and not about who you are as a person. Because your real friends know how great you are, and if a celebrity doesn't see that, that's on them.
Well, they're not gonna, because there's nothing I can do. I just would rather not go up to them.
I will say none of my ethical clout chasing moves have been on someone that I'm like an actual fan of.
Right. Oh, right.
So
that's the only people I'm terrified
of. Who is someone you're an actual fan of?
You probably know, like, Jennifer Lawrence,
Kate Hudson.
I guess I'm a fan of Matthew McConaughey. I like have bitterness towards him for some reason that I can't figure out, but that's like a therapy topic.
I just don't even know what I would talk to him about. Matthew McConaughey, there's just something about it where like I could
love you at Failure to Launch.
Yeah.
What about like a musician?
Oh.
Like Tom Misch or something.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's so funny. Yeah. Tom Misch, I'd probably be, but no, but even then I'd be like, I wouldn't be like shaking and like, oh my God, that's sorry. I'd be like, I'm a huge fan.
You wouldn't
love your work.
For anyone?
Yeah, who would make you like...
He kind of got the shakes for Alexander Daddario.
Well, that was, like, I didn't know that was going to happen. Like, seeing her in person and, like, she was, like, ethereal.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That was the most, like, unsettled I've ever seen Connor, for sure.
Well, because it was, like, she's right there. She knows who we are. Like, her team invited us to an event that she was the star of. And it was, like, it was more about the opportunity for something bigger, which... But I was like, oh, we have to initiate this now. Like, this has all been laid out. This is one of those things where I look at other people like a Brittany Broski, and I'm like, she takes advantage of situations that she's in.
Yeah.
Way more so, even from like a content perspective, where like, she's gonna make a get a video out of each one of these things. So she always has like a friend with her that like doesn't care about the situation and is filming from here. You know how she always has those videos of whoever else, like one of her friends that's not online, that's,
right?
That is just getting the entire thing on camera. So she doesn't ever worry about like, oh, I need my phone, I need to film this video, I need to get this or that. She's always got like someone filming. Mm-hmm. But that was the moment there where I was like, no, like I'm not gonna sit down and be cool. She knows who we are. We're both in her bio on TikTok.
What?
Like we have to say,
yeah, you didn't know this?
You're in her bio on TikTok?
Yeah.
What does it say? Like fans of Brooke and Connor?
Yeah. Well, basically,
we used to have David Dobrik, but she took it off.
Oh, really?
She took him. It was like Connor Wood and David Dobrik fan account for a while.
For like, right, like for like a year and a half during the pandemic. And I knew who she was, but like,
she's like the actress with like the blue eyes, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But she's always been someone that's like so famous to me that like I wouldn't even seek out to follow on Instagram. I'm like, that is like, that's like,
is she like A-list?
Jason Momoa.
Yeah, she's on White Lotus season one. I mean, yeah, she's pretty popular right now. Like when we were first like becoming friends,
yeah.
I saw that and like I had to text you immediately and you already knew, but I was just like, you have to take advantage of this.
Well,
I thought like Connor was going like to date her. Like this was gonna
How old is she? Is she like our age?
In my fantasy. 30.
She's married.
Yeah.
Oh, she's married.
No, she's not married. Yes. But like I was like, you have to take advantage of this.
For a little bit. At the time, because I didn't, like I said, she was so famous, and I was like, oh, this is like an
unattainable.
And then she,
it's like Barack Obama.
She had like, followed me, and I like, but that's not someone, you know, like I wouldn't go seek out The Rock or
right,
like Jason
right.
Momoa on TikTok because, like, what, but like if they followed me, I'd follow them back and be like, wow, like I have like a direct line to like the president now,
yeah.
But I like follow her back, we talked for like randomly about whatever, and then, yeah. She took me and David out, and we talked about it on our podcast. I'm like, this is the worst day of my life. Senator Dario has removed me from her bio.
No.
And I somehow, like, someone listened to it and told her, and then it was, Connor Wood and Brooke Averick fan account. Now it is.
Wow.
Oh, so it came out of the podcast.
And then she made a TikTok about us.
Oh, oh my God, I forgot. So the night that we meet her... We go to the after party and we had a couple of drinks, like nothing crazy. We had like three whatever drinks, but we were like being.
What night was this?
This was after her premiere of her show.
The Mayfair Witches.
The Mayfair Witches.
One.
Oh, I was in. Wait, what? But what this was this event at?
Which, where was it?
It was like a small screening. And
yeah,
there was some it was some event though I got invited to, but I didn't go to it. And then this whole thing happened.
It could have been. Very jealous. It could have been that because it was definitely. It was at the Roosevelt.
Oh.
It was cool. At the Hollywood Roosevelt. Yeah, but we were being hysterical. Like I literally was everything Brooke was doing, like Lisa Rinna was there. And Brooke was like, "Where's Lisa Rinna?" And Lisa Rinna was an inch from Brooke's head and went like this. It was like I was just like, this is it was like the weirdest, funniest night. And then
I was so chill with her cuz like low stakes for me. Like
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But anyways, we talked to her for a little bit and then met her like old roommate and we all hit it off really well. And then we're at home. It's like 1 a.m. and I'm on the phone with Brooke and Brooke goes, "Connor, check your TikTok. There's like Alexander Dario mentioned you in a video." And it's her and her roommate, her old roommate. Like, I couldn't tell if they were being goofy or if they were drunk too.
They were pretty drunk.
But they were being hysterical. Her friend's like, "Do not post this, do not post," and it cuts off and then it was posted. But it was just like we met two of our favorite people, Brooke and Connor, tonight. And
it was like
Lady
Zac Efron.
I have to get in the air with her about that because I think they dated.
Yeah,
did they?
I don't know, but they were in Baywatch together. Like she was his leading lady.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Just like the most random, funny. That's one of those like weird things that happens from the internet where you're like, now we are like, you know, like I would see them somewhere and we would say hi to each other. You know, it's like crazy.
Yeah, it's no longer an ethical clout chase. It's
no, just being, right. But that's the only scenario that it's happened where like it's started on the internet and now like it's worked out in a longer term situation. Most of those ethical clout chasing things like are one-offs.
One and done.
Like,
thank you, ma'am.
Oh, I'll tell you one that was funny at Coachella that I posted. KJ Apa, that was one at Coachella.
Oh, yes.
But who? It was...
KJ Apa, Archie from Riverdale.
It's okay.
That's okay. Sorry.
The red-haired one. He was there, and I was like, hey, like, how are you doing? He's like, I'm good. And I'm like, oh, like, I haven't seen you since Thanksgiving. And he was like, oh, my God, mate, it's been ages. And he's Australian. So wait, I don't know why I did it.
You had never met him before?
No.
And you said this.
See you since Thanksgiving.
It just like popped into my head. So I said it.
Good line.
And that's he was like, oh my God, it's been ages. Like whatever. And I was like, oh, it's so good to see you again. Anyways. And then I was like, I need to get a photo. And I was like, do you mind if we get a photo? We're like, also, we didn't spend Thanksgiving together. Like, I don't know why I said that. And so then he starts laughing and then his friend takes photos. But it's funny because my buddy Sam Damchek from here.
Yeah.
He knows all these people like really well. So like most of these people, I'm just like, oh, I'm like friends with Sam and they like love Sam. Sam's so talented. So it like definitely gets the guard down, but I'm sure Sam is probably tired of me dropping his name with all these like A-listers. Yeah.
Wow. That's a really good line.
I'm going to get into pretty trouble.
Since Thanksgiving.
Michelle Obama. I haven't seen you since Thanksgiving.
Who haven't got?
Excuse me.
That's really good.
Their, like, their pardon? Wheels, like, spinning.
Could you have done that sober though?
I was pretty sober. I think I had one or two drinks
with zero
before.
Drinks in your body, could you go up to something like a
more so
than if I was drunk?
Really?
Yeah. Like I don't think I'd go up to someone if I was aware of how drunk I was.
Yeah. If you're like sloshed, you're like, I don't want this interaction.
I would literally be like, no, I don't want it.
Sober, I could never talk to anyone ever and be fine.
See, drunk me just does not care for even the like ethical clout chasing.
But huh? Smart enough to know that sober you will not like the interaction.
Yeah, I'll be like, I don't even care to meet that person at all. Like, I just don't care.
Yeah.
I lose all.
Gary Vaynerchuk DM'd me the other day.
What?
Yep.
Why?
Gary B?
Mm-hmm. Can you show us the DM? Mm-hmm.
What did he say?
With my own eyes.
He just said, like, keep going, Mike. I'm proud of you.
Shut up.
I've met him, like, a bunch of times throughout the years. I met him at South by Southwest when I was, like, 22. So, like, 10 years ago at this point. I met him, like, 2012, I think. And he's been super nice to me. Like, I'll see him at events and he'll come up to me and remember me. And like, but when I lived in New York, I used to go to the VaynerMedia offices and like hang out with them all the time. But I have not seen him in probably like 5 years, 4 years, just out of nowhere. And I've been following him forever. And I, at some point he followed me. I didn't know when. And I just woke up on like, I think it was like Saturday morning to a DM and it just says like, keep going, Mike.
How cool. Wow. That's awesome.
That was a nice, yeah. And then I just said like, thanks so much. Wouldn't be where I am without you. And he was like, that makes me so happy.
Don't drop in anything in between these cushions, by the way. Look, I pulled it out and I got like a full fake wig.
Ew.
I think that's just someone's hair.
I've been having
be a full fake
wig. Oh, I've been having a lot of like post meeting a celebrity anxiety. Like last Tuesday, it was Patricia's birthday.
Happy birthday, Patricia.
Happy birthday, baby. She's friends with Fabian. Fabian is on House of Dragons. And he's a nice guy. I met him before the show. Mm-hmm. I know he's like a big deal. And he was going to show up to Patricia's party. And we were like, ooh, this is exciting. That's awesome. Can't wait. Little did I know, he shows up like much later in the night. It's like 1:30 in the morning. And I'm hammered at this point.
Wait, where did he show up to?
Naughty Pig.
I was with you.
No, Connor, I think you had just left. Buddy, you missed this. It was like...
Oh, I'm so glad I missed it.
You don't know them.
I know,
but I'm glad. See, like, that's me being drunk. Like, there was seven people at Naughty Pig. It was us, and we went to do karaoke, and it hit a point where Leah was leaving, and she was like, because she lives right by me, and she was like, do you want to just do an Uber together? And I was like, yeah, that's smart.
It was one of those moments, though, where, like, I wish you were still around, though. Like, even though I was doing well, because like Fabian comes in and then he's like, hey, this is my buddy Matt. I look over and it's Matt Smith.
I gotta look
at that's like, alarming one.
He's like, hey, and you're like, oh, hi, Matt, great name, blah 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 blah.
He's on Doctor Who, right? Or am I thinking someone else?
Yes, he is.
Oh,
like he's big.
Whoa.
That gentleman.
Yes. So
he would scare me if I saw him.
Yeah, that's scary.
I turned my face and I realized who I was looking at.
Jump scare.
Spooked me.
And like, he literally looks like an avatar.
Guys, thank you so much for watching this episode. Brooke, Connor.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for coming. You
fun.
Guys know where they're at. You guys are return guests.
You're great.
You guys are the best.
Anything you need to plug, want to plug?
No.
No.
Brooke and Connor make a podcast. They're both on TikTok and Instagram. They also have the TMG Studios. channel.
Wow.
You can get bonus content. And Lady Ephron on TikTok, Fibula on TikTok. Also find them on Instagram. And just go give them a follow, give them some love. And watch Brooke and Connor make a podcast available on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nice. That's better than anything.
That's a great wrap up. Yeah. We usually go, all right.
All right,
we usually go, I got to pee.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys next week.
So yeah, I said it again.
We did it again.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.